From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama delivers his final State of the Union address. In his final speech to a joint session of Congress late Tuesday, the president urged Americans not to fear the future.
Our unique strengths as a nation, our optimism and work ethic, our spirit of discovery, our diversity, our commitment to rule of law, these things give us everything we need to ensure prosperity and security for generations to come.
He said the U.S. economy is improving and vowed to make his top foreign policy priority the protection of the American people from terrorist networks.
Both Al-Qaeda and now ISIL pose a direct threat to our people because in today's world, even a handful of terrorists who place no value on human life, including their own, can do a lot of damage.
He said during the past year, the U.S. helped stop the spread of Ebola in Africa, forged a new free trade agreement in the Pacific, restarted diplomatic relations with Cuba, and sealed the Iran nuclear deal. U.S. defense sources say the crews of two small U.S. Navy vessels being held by Iran are to be freed early Wednesday. They were transiting between Kuwait and Bahrain when they lost contact and may have suffered mechanical trouble. Former diplomat James Jeffrey of the Washington Institute for Near East Policy said it's important to know this was a case of innocent passage.
Just because a foreign military vessel enters your waters doesn't mean that you can seize that vessel and the personnel.
The Iran Fars news agency said the crew members had been arrested for being inside Iranian waters. Guinean President John Mahama Tuesday defended his decision to accept two Yemenis released from the U.S. military detention center in Guantanamo, Cuba, insisting they pose no security threat and they'll be monitored, but a coalition of Christian clergy and opposition warned they could endanger national security. This is VOA News. The UN resident and humanitarian coordinator in Syria Tuesday described what he called the horrible and terrible situation in the besieged Syrian town of Madaya. Yakuba Hillo spoke to reporters at UN headquarters via telephone from Damascus.
We saw a people that are desperate, a people that are cold, a people that are hungry, a people that have almost lost hope that the world cares about their plight, and a people that are demanding, and this is a message I'm conveying on their behalf, they are demanding that the international community does all it can to lift siege.
Aid workers who reached Madaya Monday described among the worst sights of the nearly five-year conflict, people starving to death in the streets. The UN says 400,000 live in areas besieged by the government, rebels, or armed groups. Meanwhile, UN Special Envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura, meets diplomats in Geneva Wednesday ahead of planned peace talks on Syria January 25th. At least six people are dead following an explosion and subsequent gun battle in the eastern Afghan city Jalalabad. Authorities say the violence started Wednesday when a suicide bomber killed himself near the Pakistani consulate, located near the Indian consulate, a hospital, and several schools. The attack occurred as delegates from the U.S., China, Pakistan, and Afghanistan renewed efforts aimed at ending the 15-year conflict. Crude oil prices rebounded a bit Wednesday after they fell once again Tuesday to the lowest level in 12 years. Prices briefly fell below $30 a barrel after peaking around $100 just 18 months ago. Carl Larry with the consultancy Frost & Sullivan says the current price may represent a bottoming out after a long slide.
We have seen strong demand for crude oil in the U.S. The runs here that we've seen going to refineries have hit a record 16.1 million barrels a day last year. But the rest of the world remains in a really deep oil glut, and that might keep pressure on prices here, at least in the near term.
U.S. crude oil production is expected to fall nearly 700,000 barrels per day this year, the first annual decline since 2008. Senior U.S. officials reaffirmed Washington's ironclad security commitment to the Philippines Tuesday, following a ruling by the Philippine Supreme Court upholding a bilateral defense agreement with the U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Defense Secretary Ashton Carter met with their Filipino counterparts in Washington Tuesday for talks on revitalizing their bilateral alliance. Ivorian President Alassane Ouattara Tuesday changed several key posts in his government following his strong re-election victory. While keeping his prime minister, he announced changes in the justice, defense, and foreign policy portfolios. 9 of the 36 cabinet posts are to be filled by women. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.